With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Fire officials say at least one person died. Two were injured after a Maryland house exploded. Firefighters were called to the scene in Bel Air, northeast of Baltimore, for a report of a gas leak and an outdoor odor of gas early today. Oliver Akir with the state fire marshal's office said that a home next to the explosion was heavily damaged. Even though she lives a third of a mile away, this neighbor's condo building shook from the house explosion.
We were woken with a huge, ginormous shake on our building. We're in a top floor of a condo building with no elevator, so the whole building was shaking.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports flooding and power outages are still plaguing parts of the northeast and southern regions.
Communities are still dealing with the aftermath of what was Tropical Storm Debbie, which moved out over Canada this weekend. The tropical system may have moved out to sea, but the heavy rains have rivers overflowing their banks in parts of North and South Carolina, Pennsylvania, and upstate New York, where Governor Kathy Hochul said there are still power outages.
This is what happens with the heavy winds, the rainfall. Many times limbs snap the power lines, resulting in power outages.
Communities are without electricity in Ohio and Pennsylvania. Searchers there looking for a missing person in Tioga County. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Pentagon says U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has ordered a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. This comes as the U.S. and other allies push for Israel and Hamas to achieve a ceasefire agreement that could help calm soaring tensions in the region following the assassination of Hamas political leader and a senior Hezbollah commander in Beirut as well. We'll keep you updated on these stories as they develop. More online at srnnews.com. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in North Carolina. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
A franchiser who owns several IHOPs in the state has agreed to pay $40,000 in a settlement with a cook who had refused to work on Sundays because of his Christian faith. The company accommodated him for a few months, but when new management took over, the man was told he'd have to work Sundays. He refused and was fired. The Supreme Court has ruled repeatedly that employers must accommodate workers' religious convictions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Jewish community in the Czech Republic says anti-Semitic incidents sharply increased in the country last year, with their peak appearing in the final quarter of 2023 following the deadly Hamas attacks on Israel on October 7th. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Communities says it registered 4,328 anti-Semitic incidents last year, up 90% over the 2,200 of the previous year. More online at srnnews.com. Authorities are learning more about the deadly crash of a Marine Corps aircraft.
Investigators say the Osprey crash in Australia that killed three U.S. Marines 1 year ago was caused by several pilot errors during a near mid-air collision. Pilots Major Tobin Lewis and Captain Eleanor LeBeau were both killed. A third Marine, Crew Chief Corporal Spencer Collart, survived the crash and was thrown clear, but he then re-entered the burning cockpit in an attempt to rescue the trapped pilots. He died in his effort to save them. Jason Walker reporting.
The people of the English town of Southport have come together for the first of the funerals for three girls murdered during a Taylor Swift-themed dance class. They remembered 9-year-old Alice Da Silva Aguirre, radiant smile, and called for an end for the unrest that has convulsed Britain since the attack 2 weeks ago. Hundreds of mourners packed St. Patrick's Catholic Church earlier today. More details at srnnews.com.